Unisa Radio. The African Voice. It's all about you.
Unisa Radio, the African Voice. It is all about you. Standing in for Tintswalo, and my name is Mamukita Masekwa. Now, in studio, we are joined by Mr. Arnold Toy, and he is a senior student counselor from Directorate Counseling and Careers Development. And he is also with Ms. Patience Mabua, who is a trainee career guidance practitioner. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for welcoming us.
Nice one. So we're going to be looking at the topic negotiating support. So we're going to be looking at what do you need the support for? You know, what support system have you used before and how have you been negotiating support? So the topic will be generally about negotiating support as students, because we are UNISA students, and also, again, you know, as an ODL student. So Mr. Arnold will give us all the necessary details. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you. The big question that one would probably have as a student is like, am I all alone and on my own?
Mm-hmm. You know, considering ODL.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mm. Now, Ms. Patience and I had a nice discussion about this, mm-hmm. and we realized that we wanted to point out that there is a lot of support. So that ODL setup or system has got a lot of built-in support, mm-hmm. And one could call it support at your fingertips. Mm. And there's a lot, you know, if one considers the, let's play with the S's, support in systems, services, and structures.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, so in terms of the first line of support, one would actually find in your tutorial material, that tutorial material has been designed to support the student, and the way questions are asked and objectives are stated and the guidance being given.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be support together with the lecturers. And with that go the tutorial classes, online tutors. So there's a lot of support built into the ODL system.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in terms of support, there's MyUNISA, where you get resources, you get access to your tutorial material. And so we can carry on. And let me quickly mention a few things. There's a library. There's us, the Directorate for Counseling and Career Development. There's disability support. There's support at regional centers, mm-hmm. tutorial classes, academic literacies, computer labs, student administration and registration, student affairs. So these are some of the matters, but it's for the student to activate, mm-hmm. to identify and activate these lines of support and utilize. So those are the lines of support. Now, typically one wouldn't really negotiate that, but one would need to utilize it because it is available.
Mm. And, you know, for as a student, do you negotiate your need, or do you negotiate the support that you need?
Well, yes. I think one of the primary contexts for negotiation would be one's family.
Okay.
The place where one stays at home, mm-hmm. the people living under the same roof as I.
Mm-hmm.
So then I would need to communicate with them. I would need to state my needs. I would need to state my challenges in terms of my studies. And I would want to make them understand and to clarify with them, mm-hmm. what it is that would be required of me as student. And in terms of resources and needs that I have,
mm-hmm.
For instance, I would be needing time, I would be needing space,
mm-hmm.
And so on. And these are the things that one would need to negotiate with one's family.
Mm-hmm. And another thing, do you check if there has been any support that was negotiated before, and maybe you can then come in and help with that and introduce other methods of negotiating support?
Well, when I said I meant not me within the context, mm-hmm. of the directorate, but within the context as being a student.
Mm.
Now, of course, negotiation would be a conversation, and mm-hmm. it would be a dialogue between myself or the student, him or herself, and those that know the student and others who know the student. So first of all, those that are close at heart, close at home, close to the context of where one feels safe. And one would have needs that they need to know about, you know, the requirements, the level of involvement with one's studies, what it would be that would one would help one to be a successful student. If we think of negotiation, let me just get back to the word support first of all. You know, if we say one wants to negotiate support, there's one meaning of support, which means I don't do anything and all the others do something or a lot of that. So perhaps one would say that support is being held up or being kept up or being strengthened or being assisted and being encouraged. But the first person with this responsibility is oneself. You know, one can't just depend on others. The first person to depend on would be oneself.
No, absolutely true. And has there been support that was not effective?
Yeah, well, that is true. Well, first of all, just to link up with not being effective, for support to be effective, the student needs to take responsibility for his or her own learning and his or her own motivation and should have clear goals and should persist and study regularly and do assignments and prepare for exams and finding time. So all of these things would be required. And if one with oneself does not negotiate these things, then it won't be effective even wanting to negotiate with others. For instance, now let's say I, a student, needs a lot of time, but then I get caught up in excessive social media usage or watching TV or going to lots of entertainment and not managing distractions, then it's not, it won't be effective to negotiate support. Because those that I want to negotiate will say, hey man, you know, you want us to support you, but what are you doing? We give you space and then you go and party. Not that one shouldn't go and party at times, but when one is in a negotiation situation, one needs to consider everyone's needs understanding and what everyone considers to be support.
You know, because sometimes family can be very demanding and even the social space can be very demanding. How do you then break or how do you then negotiate that whole scene?
Let's unpack negotiation a bit, and I would say that negotiation at its most basic level is a conversation. Like it's a dialogue. It's a dialogue with those that you know and others that you perhaps will meet. But when you negotiate, there will be requirements and the level of involvement with your studies which need to be explained. And you would have to explain how you can be supported. Perhaps when you are very pressurized when having to submit assignments or when you have to take up responsibilities, perhaps if you can share those responsibilities or chores. So in this situation, one would want to move towards an agreement, a beneficial agreement for everyone, so that one would have what they call a win-win situation, a win-win outcome. And I think in such a negotiation, it's important that one listens very well, listens very carefully, and that one should be very clear in explaining what it is that one wants, what one's expectations and needs are. And this should be stated clearly. Also, there should be benefits, not for oneself, but also for the others. And those benefits need to be established, and then one needs to agree. So once one identifies the needs, one needs to agree. And, you know, one can agree on the values that one stands for. For instance, I want to be successful, and it's important for me to study so that I can contribute again to the community, contribute to the family. Those important, those overall objectives and heartfelt outcomes need to be those need to be stated. And then, of course, the benefits. You know, if I can complete my study successfully in less time, then I can contribute again, perhaps finding better employment and so contribute. So yeah, those are some of the things that, that would go into the process. It's not a once-off thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's a process.
Yeah.
And it's often a process of negotiation and renegotiation.
Mm.
So it's not a once-off completed thing.
Yeah. And then what happens if a student, you know, doesn't meet, you know, their expectations? Because sometimes we set the bar so high, then, you know, we don't really reach the bar.
Yes, yes. I think communication and giving feedback would be important. We want to say, okay, you know, I've negotiated this, but I'm really, you know, getting stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in much more of a pressure than I anticipated to be. And if they can see that one is not, you know, spending one's time wastefully, and that one is really studying, and that one communicates that with them, possibly they will be very more than willing to negotiate. So I think in this communication process, it's important to give feedback. We say, okay, thank you so very much. I was able to achieve this and that, and I really got ramped on with this matter, and I made progress, but hey, with this thing I got stuck, and I will be needing some more time, and I don't know perhaps if you can accommodate me by allowing me to even take more time. I know it's very, very difficult on you, but I hope that there will be better results. And when I as a student need to agree with you on matters, I shouldn't be over optimistic about what I can achieve and not achieve. So again, that whole thing of listening well and clarifying, and then also with this agreement thing, is that one should remind oneself of the agreements from time to time. So if the ones that I'm seeking support from see that I need to be reminded of my agreement, they should remind me, and I should be able to remind them. And it might be even good to note this agreement down, note these agreements down, almost like if it's a contract. And then we say, okay, check, I was able to keep my side, and I was able to accommodate those who weren't able to fully accommodate to keep their side.
And you know, a nice thing that you just mentioned there, that you one should always say if they're struggling in some way, because I mean, you can't always, you know, tell you, yes, we all want to succeed, but there'll be, you know, bumps along the way. So having to take into cognizance that, and also coming and saying, okay, this is where I'm not seeing light that much, and this is where I'm struggling a bit, and I need help from here and
yes,
there.
Well, that's very important. And, you know, so one could say, now, what would I need support on? I think things like time, easing off the pressure, what support can I give? Perhaps running errands, or assisting with chores, like washing and cooking, and going to shops, or perhaps looking after someone's children, these sorts of things. And when someone has a need, see how one can accommodate that. While I'm thinking of it, one of the areas of support that one would need would be from friends. You know, often friends would say, would want to distract us from one's, distract one from one's study. So I think it's important to also negotiate with them. Look, there are times when we can do things together, but I am studying now, my workload is heavy, my time is limited. Let's agree that when I tell you I cannot, let's accept it and don't try and pull me into something which I can't accommodate. And this type of thing. So friends should also be encouraging and supporting one.
No, absolutely. And with the 1 minute that we left with, if people want to get a hold of you, where can they contact you?
Yes, we are the Directorate for Counseling and Career Development. We've got a lovely web page, www.unisa.ac.za/counseling, or send an email to counseling@unisa.ac.za.
Nice one. We'll definitely give out all those details, and I can also see your Facebook and your Twitter on this page, but I'll definitely give all the information regarding your offices and for the help that student might need so that they know where to go. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, just lastly, support means also a lot of motivation, a lot of encouragement, a lot of sharing, but also a lot of appreciation.
Absolutely. Let's go out and let's support each other. Let's not only support each other on other things, but also let's support each other academically. Thank you so much, Mr. Didoid and Ms. Mabua, for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Jam-pack your afternoon with topical information. On the lunch. You are listening to The Lunchbox on UNISA Radio. The African voice, it's all about you.